And can you kind of talk about a little bit of the history behind it?
Historically, it's been something that's partnered with Neighborhood Watch as an annual event. It's kind of a Take Back the Night thing for citizens to get together and celebrate the fact that that crime is not going to be tolerated and that citizens will band together to protect their communities. This is a new way of doing this for us. We're going to spearhead this year. We brought in 18 to 20 outside both public safety, civic, educational, and service organizations to come in and provide different services, information, activities for kids, and just interact with the community and let the community know what services are out there, mm-hmm. What things are available to them in their community, and also just come out and have a good time and build some relationships.
Okay, yeah, and it's going on. It's Tuesday, August 3rd. It's going to be from 5 to 7 p.m. at Standish Park. I would understand if you don't have actual statistics from stuff like this, but you know, you see the neighborhood watch signs as you roll through certain neighborhoods. And do you feel that those deter more? Does it deter more crime? I mean, does it get people, you know, I mean, do you feel it's having an effect on certain communities, certain neighborhoods when you have those signs up?
Well, there's no question that when citizens in a neighborhood are involved, actively involved in the safety of their neighborhood, that has an effect. Mm-hmm. If you're passive and uninvolved, and then people will see that and might use your neighborhood as an area to be involved in some sort of criminal activity, that kind of thing. Certainly not a magic bullet,
right?
But the message gets out there that if people see something, say something, they're involved with their neighbors, they communicate, they partner with the police, they provide information, that, you know, criminals are usually area of least resistance.
Right.
They're going to go after the easy target. And if you make things more difficult, they're more or less likely to go somewhere else.
Right, right. And, you know, you see, you know, as far as an event like this and you're getting other, you know, other first responders and type entities getting involved in it, and that hasn't been done before, right? With fire and EMTs and stuff like that. Has that been done before with the night out?
Well, historically, National Night Out, in partnership with Neighborhood Watch, the Neighborhood Watch groups would have their block parties,
uh-huh.
and then us and the fire department would come to those parties. Now, with Neighborhood Watch not being as active, we're spearheading this at Standish Park. So this is the first time we've done it in this format.
Uh-huh.
This is the first time it's been this large with this many different organizations. Mm-hmm. We've never gone out to civic groups and educational groups and that kind of thing and brought all those entities into one place to try to interact with the public. So in this format, it's new.
Okay. And, you know, in today's day and age, we're more connected than we've ever been before. And, you know, I think from the outside looking in, and you know, I'd like to know your opinion on it. I mean, it can only help, right? When you're more connected with everything. I mean, everybody has a cell phone in their pocket. Everybody is able to reach, you know, and you feel like word spreads. It's usually bad rumors that spread quicker than good ones. But,
right. But
you know, in today's world where you have, you know, you see the neighborhood watch signs and people are more connected than they've ever been before. And, you know, do you feel that, you know, being easier to reach out and talk to the community has gotten easier over the years? Or do you feel that maybe being more connected isn't always the best thing, if that makes any sense?
Yeah, I think it's both.
Yeah.
Certainly our ability and the tools we have now to reach out to the community and share information through social media, you know, you can reach thousands of people at a keystroke.
Right.
And being able to share video and data and have the ability to communicate with the police department online and all these different ways of doing it are definitely a positive thing. But also the ability to, you mentioned spreading bad information and negative information has had a negative impact as well, because using police work as an example, no profession is perfect and no person is perfect. But in law enforcement, I think that when something bad happens, it gets sensationalized immediately.
Yeah.
So one bad incident, an unfortunate incident, or a criminal act by someone in law enforcement, it's nationwide. right away. That's a real difficult hill to climb when you're trying to build relationships in your own community, and some action by someone in another state 1,000 miles away is having a negative impact on my ability to build a relationship with someone in Galesburg. Man, that's a tough road to hoe.
Right.
But that's the reality, and that's the job we have to do, and it's our job to do everything we can to try to build those relationships and let people know who we are here in Galesburg.
Well, and it's interesting because what other industry has that issue? You know what I mean? For instance, somebody has a bad experience at Pizza Hut. They're not going to take it out on the next Pizza Hut. Now, I understand that certain, you know, officers and law enforcement officials are, you're held to a higher standard and everything. But still, I mean, if, you know, I wouldn't help but feel that it's unfair. You know, for instance, you know, nobody's going to call me up and complain about something Howard Stern talked about because I have nothing to do with that. You know, and I know it's a different, you know, it's kind of a case by case scenario, but, you know, I can't think of another industry or another entity where you're under such a microscope at all times, but yet something that happens all the way across the country has an effect on what's happening right here in Knox County and in Galesburg. You know, I mean, there's certain policies that change, whether it's like at a hospital or an airport or something like that, but, you know, and it's interesting too, because like you said, something happens and all of a sudden everybody has a megaphone because they have social media or whatnot. But, you know, in my opinion, I feel like the transparency is more there than ever. There's body cameras and there's dashboard cameras and everything like that. And so, you know, really, I mean, it's again, in my opinion, it's unfair for something like that to happen. And, you know, you know, really, it's you don't see that in other industries across the U.S. I mean, really. And, you know, getting back to the event a little bit more, you know, looking at some of this, and Lieutenant, what involves a canine demonstration? And if you need a volunteer, no, I don't want to volunteer.
You don't want to be in the bite suit?
No, I do not. Oh. No, I do not. I have a one-year-old that bites me enough.
So. we just wanted everyone to, you know, come out and Dax, the canine, is our newest member of the department. We want them to come out and meet him and just see, you know, everybody loves the dog and everybody loves the demonstrations. And it's just a good educational tool for the community to see that we have this unique opportunity to have a canine. And we just want to, you know, it's the communities. It's not just the Galesburg Police Department. It's the communities. And, you know, come out and see what this Dax can do. I mean, he's a very good canine dog. Officer Thompson and him have worked well together as a team. And, you know, we just want the people, the community to see their abilities.
Yeah. And how many canine units are there? Is it just one?
Or
is there
two?
There's two.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, some of the other things going on, other presentations. Lieutenant, can you give us some insight on some of the other stuff that's kind of going to be is it going to be maybe like a touch of truck kind of situation a little bit?
We will have some emergency vehicles there. It's going to be a lot of organizations that are going to have games for kids to play. But with that, they're also going to have information about their organization.
Right.
There's going to be face painting, magic, like magic. Gary Mustang is going to come and do some magic tricks for us. The Salvation Army is going to raffle off two bikes. Smaller bikes. There is going to, I believe, a photo booth by one of the row organizations. There's the health department is going to be coming, and I'll let Chief talk about that. The vaccination, they're going to be able to get vaccine right there.
Oh, nice.
And then they'll come back at the end of the month, in August, at the end of the month of August to get their second shot. There's multiple agencies that are participating with us, and I'm still getting calls today or yesterday of organizations that want to come and be involved.
Right. And again, it's coming up on Tuesday, August 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Standish Park. And so if somebody does want to get involved, could they contact you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
They can contact me and we will get them a place that they're at Standish Park to set up and be a part of this.
Nice. And, you know, as far as the event goes, Chief, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, this is just our opportunity to get out there with the community and interact, try to be there to answer questions, deal with any concerns people have, and have any conversation that any citizen wants to have, and just try to build some relationships and get to know some people. I think for law enforcement, if you can get to the point where people know you and know that you're just another person,
right?
You know, take some of the mystery out of it, make people more comfortable. That's a real positive step. So we're going to be out there to, you know, let everyone know that we all put our pants on the same way,
right?
And hopefully have some fun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's kind of funny. We were talking off the air, you know, because I've read various police reports, writing news stories or whatnot, and it's always interesting because, you know, you usually see it on TV, you know, where the one officer, he might be a little chummy with somebody just because he knows them so well, you know. Well, he knows them so well, why? Because he keeps getting in trouble. Well, you know, in this case, it's something a little different where, you know, you build a relationship with someone and it's for all the good reasons why, you know, it's that community outreach. And speaking of which, community outreach, there's another Chief's Corner coming up in just a couple of weeks. Is that right? Wednesday, August 11th. Tell us a little bit more about the Chief's Corner.
Well, that's an initiative that I started sort of along the same road of trying to build relationships where, you know, periodically I intend to go out to different locations for an hour or so and make myself available to anyone in the community that wants to come out, sit down, have a coffee or a Coke or, you know, whatever, and just sit and ask questions, express concerns, or just talk. It's just a chance for me to get out into the public and make myself available to the citizens for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. And you've done a couple before leading up to this one. This one is going to be Wednesday, August 11th, I believe, at McDonald's, correct, on Henderson Street?
Yes.
From 1:30 to 2:30. So yeah, the chief encourages any Galesburg citizen to come out and meet with them. It's an opportunity for the community members to address any questions or concerns they may have, and plus, you know, you can bump elbows with the big wigs of Galesburg. So, anything else you guys like to add as far as the event going on next week or Chief's Corner or anything?
Yeah, no, the lieutenant sort of alluded to it. The health department will be out doing the Pfizer vaccine. I think it's the 23rd or the 24th of August. It's you get your first one, and your next mm-hmm. one's like a certain period after. I think it's one of those 2 days. They will come back to Standish Park for that second shot, the same location, so people aren't going to have to find a way to get their second shot. If you come get your first one, they will come back to Standish Park to give you your second one.
Yeah.
So for those who are interested in the free COVID vaccine, you know, it's a personal choice, but we would encourage it. Come out and do that.
Very good. Very good. Lieutenant, anything else to add?
Just that this is a free event. We invite the public to come out and enjoy the night. I want to thank all the organizations that have participated with us and joined in and hopefully make this night a success. So thank you.
Very good. Well, thank you guys very much for coming in.
Thanks.
And yeah, the National Night Out next Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Standish Park. We will have more information on our website at WGIL.com. Just click on Community Events, and it'll have everything that's going on. Everything from demonstrations, canine demonstrations, which should be very entertaining, as well as plenty of stuff for the kids, face painting, magic shows, some games, arts and crafts, raffles. And like the chief said, you know, coming out and get vaccinated, and they'll set up your appointment for shot number two before you even leave. So with that, again, thank you guys very much for coming in, and hopefully it's a nice quiet weekend for you.
Thank you.
Thanks.